Darling, you annoy me. You irritate me, you drive me crazy. You get under my skin in the worst way. We fight. We argue. And it's wonderful. I know we've been dancing around it, but I love you. You're everything I want. I want a love that is imperfect. That's downright messy. One that's complicated. That riles me up the wrong way. And then smooths down all my feathers. I want something real. Not something pretty and perfect. I don't want some untouchable work of art. I want love that's real. Real all the way down to the bone. A love that isn't on the surface, but one that goes deep. Deep down to the gritty parts of our past that we try to hide. The parts of us that, when we're nervous or self-conscious, we just hide. I love you like that. I know you. I see you. I really see you. And that's the love I want. Our love is crazy. It's filled with that craziness of falling for someone. The rush when you touch me. The butterflies when I see you. The conflict of trying to make you happy, to please you, but still being me. When we argue, I want that. Because it's who we are. We fight about how two flawed, imperfect people we're going to make this thing work because we want it to work. I want this to work. You see, in the movies, in books, love is this wonderful, awe-inspiring thing. You jump into it and then suddenly everything's perfect. All the pieces fit together. And that is fucking stupid. And I don't want that. I don't want that. I don't want Hollywood love with you. I want this. I want us. I don't want someone who sees me as perfect. I don't want someone who's going to make me forget all of my flaws, all of my scars, all of my mistakes. Because all of that, every scar, every mark, every moment of cringy embarrassment, it made me the person I am today. And even though some of those parts, oh, I hate them, they suck, they're still a part of me. And I want to be loved for me. Like you love me. I don't want to be with someone who hides their true self, who holds back. Real love is about seeing someone as they truly are. I mean, all of their flaws, all of their shadow. No estate agent slang papering over the cracks. It means seeing everything, even the dodgy bits, the horrible bits, because they don't matter. Because I love you just the same. Actually, I love you more because of them. Because you trust me. You let me see you. And that's why I love you. You're real. You're honest. You don't gloss over the edges. You don't smooth out the wrinkles. Because you don't know how to iron. No. You don't care about how it looks to people outside. You're you. I adore you for that. And you see me. The real me. And you see us, the real us. You see us honestly. The bits where we fit together so perfectly. You see where there's distance and gaps. You see the bits where we rub up against each other, irritating, aggravating, arousing. Shut up. You see that? You see us. And you work through all of it. You go through all of the crap with me. The moods, the bad days. You're there for that. Because it means something. It doesn't just look nice. Love isn't a storybook. It's not a fairy tale. It's real. And let's face it, I would never, ever be an NPC. And you're okay with that. You love me because of that. Sometimes I'm the villain, and sometimes I'm the hero. Sometimes I'm the one that saves you. I know that half the time I drive you absolutely crazy. But then at night, you fall into my arms. And you tell me that you've never felt so secure and safe. You never felt so right. When we fight. It gets bad. Because when you see each other so well, you know exactly what to say to hurt. Sometimes we don't even know why we're fighting. We don't always have all the answers. We don't always have it together at all. Sometimes it's a miracle that we manage to make it out of the house without killing ourselves. Me, from drowning in a cup of tea, and you just walking into stuff. We're not always in sync. Sometimes things shake us, and we have to step away. Because it's too hard to be close. But we come back. Because this is worth it. This is what we want. We put in the effort. We put in the time. Because seeing your smile, seeing you happy, hearing you say I love you, it makes it all worth it. Say it. I know we've been I felt like this for a long time, but I didn't say it because part of me was thinking that this couldn't be love. because love is meant to be perfect. And then I realized I was using that as an excuse, because I'm scared. But I'm not alone. I'm with you. And I love you. I love every part of you. And I love what we have. Stupid arguments. The giddiness. The way that we can just be so ridiculous. Just collapse in giggles for no fucking reason. I want that. I want all of that. Because that's love. That's real love. And I know that makes me sound like a cheesy pop song. No, it makes me sound like all of the cheesy pop songs. But I don't care. I want you on your worst days. The terrible days, the grumpy days. And I want you to want me on mine. Yes, the days where I don't drink enough tea. The fact that you can smile and say that, it must be love. I want to know everything about you. I want to learn all the things that make you nervous, scared, angry, human. No, not to use a get, well, maybe a little bit. I choose you. And you choose me. Things have been rough. There have been days when it's been hard. But we're both still here. We're still choosing each other. After everything, after going through all of that. And we keep doing that every day. Day after day. What we have is imperfect. It's not ideal. It's not the legendary, make-believe version of how it's supposed to be. Because it's not meant to be anything else. We are exactly where we're meant to be. We're who we're meant to be. When I look at you, I fall. I crash. I'm dizzy. You get me. You get that sometimes I cry for no reason. You get that sometimes I need space. You get that I'm stubborn and tea-addicted and utterly ridiculous. You get me. And that, out of all the millions, billions of people in the world, you look at me and you say, I want that one. The grumpy tea addict. The one who's a little bit broken. Because you see me, and I see you. And we're both a little bit broken. And love is choosing to be broken together. I love you. You know, I didn't plan on saying any of this. I really didn't. But you just looked at me and I couldn't help it. I was actually going to ask you if you wanted hot chocolate. But you smiled at me and I just said it. Now I'm going to say something really important. Even more important than saying I love you. Do you want marshmallows? 2. Wow. Okay. But only because I love you. Oh, now you're pushing it. Okay, whipped cream as well. Hazel. Shut up. Shut up. Yes, I love you. Shut. Okay, hot chocolate, marshmallows, whipped cream, hazelnuts, and chocolate sauce. If that doesn't say I love you, I don't know what does.